أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في ريب من البعث فإنا خلقناكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم من علقة ثم من مضغة مخلقة وغير مخلقة لنبين لكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayah spoke to us of a person who argues about Allah without any knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us that such a person is a target of shaitan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that whosoever befriends such a person would be misguided by this person in this dunya also. He will be misguided in as far as his religious, spiritual, worldly affairs are concerned, and in akhirah as well, he will be misguided by that person to the point where that person will lead him to the blazing fire of Jahannam. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully explains to us the different stages of fetal development in the womb of the mother. It has been explained over here and also in other ayat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, in kuntum fi raybin min al-ba'th. They are those who deny al-ba'th. Al-ba'th is resurrection after death, being revived by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and brought back to life after we have been reduced to dust and after we have been reduced to bone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses those people who doubt resurrection and who doubt life after death. Allah said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O all of mankind, in kuntum fi raybin min al-ba'th, if you have even the slightest doubt, raib is having the slightest doubt. So we're not allowed to even entertain the slightest bit of doubt regarding resurrection and regarding al-ba'th after death. Allah said, if you are even in the slightest doubt regarding resurrection, فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ. Allah says, remember that we have created you from min turab, from dust, your initial creation. The initial creation that is Adam alayhi salam, your source was from dust. From dust, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we created you. ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. Thereafter, we created you from a drop of semen, from a drop of sperm. So our first creation was from dust. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every time you are created from something, something so despicable, that when it is ejected from the body, it becomes compulsory upon you to make ghusl. If it comes onto your clothes, you have to wash those clothes. You are not allowed to perform salah in that clothes. From that drop of semen, we have created you. ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَةٍ. Allah speaks of the next stage. Allah says, then we created you from عَلَقَةٍ. So from a drop of semen, Allah says the next development or the next stage was عَلَقَةٍ. Now عَلَقَةٍ is translated as a clot. So from a semen, it transformed into a clot of blood. But when we study the root letters of عَلَقَةٍ, عَلَقَةٍ means something that hangs onto something else. And look at the accurate description of the fetus at that point and at that stage. Whatever it is referred to medically, whether it is called the embryo or whatever else. At that stage, Allah refers to it as عَلَقَةٍ. عَلَقَةٍ means something that is hanging or something else. Why is it called عَلَقَةٍ? Because at that stage, the scholars explain that it is attached to the womb or the wall of the womb. It is attached to the wall of the womb, so it is like something that is hanging off something else. What a beautiful description. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to it as alaqa. So that's the stem meaning of alaqa, something hanging off something else. So at that stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called it alaqa. The next stage thereafter, what's the next stage in terms of development? Allah says, ثُمَّ مِن مُطْغَةٍ. Then it is transformed into a mutgha. Mutgha is a piece of flesh, a chunk of flesh. It is now in a chunk of, and mutgha actually means a chunk of flesh which has been bitten into. So it has the marks or teeth marks in it. That is known as mudghah. And when you study the embryo at that stage, it looks like a piece of flesh in which there are marks of the teeth, in which there are teeth marks. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to it as mudghah. Then Allah says, mukhallaqa aw ghayri mukhallaqa. Allah says, once it reaches the stage of mudghah, a chunk or a piece of flesh, Allah says, then it is either shaped fully, wa ghayri mukhallaqa, or it is left unshaped. Now, what is meant by this? There are two interpretations. The one interpretation is, mukhallaqa, it is shaped fully, Allah allows it to develop even further into a baby child, and the child is delivered. That is mukhallaqa, fully shaped. Wa ghayri mukhallaqa, Allah allows the womb to abort it, unshaped, meaning it stops at that stage and it doesn't go further. At that stage, Allah allows the womb to abort that piece of flesh. One interpretation. The second interpretation is that mukhallaqatin, Allah allows it to develop into a normal child with no abnormality. A normal, full-grown baby or child. That's one interpretation. And ghayri mukhallaqa then means abnormal. So at that stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides what abnormality will be found in the child. So that will be ghayri mukhallaqa. So Allah says at that stage now, moving ahead, very critical stage of development, that is when it is decided whether this child will be mukhallaqa, a normal child with no deformations, abnormalities, or ghayri mukhallaqa, it will be unshaped, meaning disproportionate in its creation. Why does Allah do this? Allah says, لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ. We wish to manifest to you our power. لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ. Then Allah says, وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. And we reserve in the wombs, that is the reservoir of this wonderful creation of Allah. Allah says, وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. And we reserve within the wombs, مَا نَشَاءُ. Whatever we want, we will decide. The color of the eyes, we will decide the color of the hair, the complexion, the race, whatever it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we decide the gender. نُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا نَشَاءُ. We decide and we wish, and it is up to our choice, what we wish to reserve in the womb. إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Allah says, and we keep it there up to an appointed time. ثُمَّ نُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا. Then we bring you out from that safe sanctuary of the womb. Allah says, we then deliver you tiflan into babies. ثُمَّ لِتَبْلُغُوا. Then we keep on nourishing you until you reach أَشُدَّكُمْ, your age of strength and maturity. Allah says, وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى. Then amongst you are those who die, meaning before the age of maturity, or in adulthood, or in childhood. There are those of you who pass away, who are allowed to taste death earlier than others. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَلِ الْعُمُرِ. And there are others who are carried right up to the worst part of age, أَرْضَلْ الْعُمُرِ. We all wish to live a long life, but we should never wish and make dua for that part of old age that is referred to in the Quran as أَرْضَلْ الْعُمُرِ, the worst part of old age. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sought protection against أَرْضَلْ الْعُمُرِ, where you lose all your senses and you are once again transformed into a baby, where you rely and depend on others for everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so are those who die prematurely, and they are those who are carried right ila أَرْضَلْ الْعُمُرِ, right up to the worst part of al-umr, of age. لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. What Allah explains, one of the negative aspects of أرض al-umr is that a person knows nothing after having a lot of knowledge. SubhanAllah. A person is very knowledgeable. very knowledgeable, very well educated, right? And when you look at him at أفضل العمر, at that part of old age, subhanAllah, you can never imagine that was the same educated, well-learned, knowledgeable person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he reaches such a point that he knows nothing, even the basic thing, how to take care of himself or how to take care of herself, basic things, they do not know how to do it anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they reach such a point where they know absolutely nothing. Min ba'di ilm, after having all the knowledge. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a dead land to draw the comparison between a fetus and between the development stages of the fetus and how it comes into this world and how it is nurtured and nourished into a young man, into a young woman, and then brought back to old age. Allah says, وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ. And similarly, in a similar way, you see a land, حَامِدَةً, it is completely dry. Can be compared to a woman's womb that is barren, that is completely dry. تَرَى الْأَرْضَ حَامِدَةً. When you look at that land, you think to yourself, that how can this land ever produce growth? It is so dry, it is so dead, there's absolutely no hope in that land producing any vegetation. فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ, Allah says, but then we cause water. It is in the power of Allah, in the qudrat of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we cause the water to come down on that dry, dead land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِهْتَزَّتْ, you will see it will start stirring up that land. You start noticing movement in that land. You start witnessing the changes in that land. وَرَبَتْ, and it starts swelling up. وَأَنْبَتَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ, and next minute you see the land producing and growing and bringing forth every beautiful production. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهِ, Allah does that to show that أَنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْحَقِّ, Allah is the Haqq, Allah is the truth. Everything happens with the permission of Allah. وَأَنَّهُ يُحْيِي, it is Allah who gives life to the dead. وَأَنَّهُ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى, think. Allah tells those who reject resurrection, Allah can give life to someone from nothing. And Allah can give life to a dead, absolutely dead land. It is Allah who will give life to the dead. وَأَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to do everything. May Allah grant us the understanding.